This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Today in Technology Cuts Both Ways, mobile ordering. That thing where, with Starbucks, for instance, you can order on your app, saunter into the store 6 or 8 minutes later, and there your order is. No muss, no fuss, no waiting. The thing is, that jams up the line of people who just stopped in to get a cup of coffee. So enter now McDonald's, which said this week that in an attempt to reverse a continuing slump in sales, it too is going to go with mobile ordering for curbside pickup and even delivery. Might it work? Here's Marketplace's Sally Herships.
Joseph Taro studies the interaction between digital media, marketing, and society at the University of Pennsylvania. Recently, he was in an airport in Europe.
And I was looking for some coffee. I went over to McDonald's. The line was unbelievable.
Not just the line at the counter.
But the line was also huge in front of these big boards, these touchscreen boards.
Digital kiosks. So he got his coffee somewhere else. Ordering with a touchscreen or from your phone is big in Europe and growing here. Now McDonald's is jumping on it.
This is not a terrifically new idea. There have been pizza shops doing this for a long time.
Ordering from a mobile app, pizza places also offer delivery, another service McDonald's says it's experimenting with. Ed Doyle is president of Real Food Consulting.
If we start talking about delivery, it gets pretty complicated pretty quick.
Doyle says a cheeseburger is cheap, but delivering a cheeseburger is not, at least not in the U.S. Internationally, McDonald's delivers almost $1 billion of food a year, where Doyle says gas and labor is less expensive. He's not sure how McDonald's will make delivery profitable here.
Here in the U.S., it costs a lot more than it does in some of the overseas markets to put someone on a bike, on a motorcycle, or in a car to deliver a burger.
Stephen Dutton is with Euromonitor International. He says this is all part of a strategy of wooing consumers back, especially millennials.
Experimenting with sustainable sourcing and cleaner ingredients.
And if a new app causes other consumers to wait.
Dealing with too many customers isn't the worst problem to have.
McDonald's says consumers will be able to order using an app by the end of the year. I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.